Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber-only episode that's available now every Monday if you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus. You can find out how to subscribe.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast, broadcasting, not live, but recording in the town of
Ballina.
So Larita took us to Ballina yesterday, and we spent, it really is, it's like walking the streets of Ballina is like walking around a large, open, friendly psychiatric hospital, except it's very hard to tell who the patients are and who the nurses are. It's very difficult to tell the doctors from the lunatics.
Right.
That's all I'd say.
The staff merged with the patients.
Yeah.
What a lovely introduction.
There's just a level of madness. The amount of women that have come out of pharmacies giving us drugs and offering, wanting us to kidnap them. And just a general level of fucking madness in the town.
You got an interesting gift yesterday, Tommy. Oh.
Yes. A lady came up and gave me some OxyContin.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't, Tommy.
Tommy, what did she give you?
What happened?
She gave me, this woman just come up and gave me a box of Viagra Connect.
Why?
Because that's how you say, look, that's how you meet people in Ballina.
She slipped it into your pocket, which is a bit more worrying.
Said,
I have plenty more of that where that came from.
I think this week's episode, I have two names for you.
Okay.
Okay. Parma.
Parma.
As in Arma and Parma.
Yes, Tommy.
That's okay, but my favourite one is Sagartasaray.
Sagartasaray. And I had Panavathinaikos.
I like Kelsingborgs.
From Chris.
What?
I like. I'm going to keep on Kelsingborgs.
Okay, okay. But I do like
Parma.
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 Parma. Okay.
Parma.
This week's episode is called Parma. Well, what a day we had yesterday. What a day.
I was like a child, Tommy, yesterday morning.
You'd need to be a child to find it interesting.
Jesus Christ. I mean, he's just
I was so excited coming up here. It's like a school tour. Well, I was hopping up the road.
But you remember when you used to go on school tours? Abandoned monasteries and fucking shopping centres. It's not like an adult holiday.
No, but I was excited coming up the road.
Well, let's go see the weir.
This is a big moment for Larita, that we were coming to Mayo to bring the podcast to her home village and her home parish and her home GA club. And I was excited coming up here yesterday.
Well,
it was a great
day. Thanks, Hector. I'm glad somebody was excited.
Okay, hang on. He was excited coming up, but how were you after about an hour in the
after
town?
About an hour, the novelty wore off fairly quickly. So let's go through the day. Let's go through the day.
Right. So you arrived at 12.
We have to relive the whole fucking thing, do we?
We all met in the ice house.
And then the buzz was gone. The buzz was gone after we met. And we had coffee.
But the magnificent River Moy was beside us the whole
way. Oh, it's amazing. It's just so rivery. It's just so full of water all flowing in one direction. Isn't it just incredible?
Where would you like to go on your holidays? What are you going to be like?
Prague.
When you go
to
Navan.
Navan would blow your mind. I'd like to go to Prague.
To bring us to Prague.
Yeah. But anyway. I'd like to go to Istanbul.
Well, you never know.
St. Petersburg. Take me St. Petersburg.
We made
complicated, sad Russian women with long-dyed blonde hair standing outside churches, shaking their tresses loose while pigeons fly out of St. Peter's Basilica.
You look kind of Russian.
Depressed.
Yeah, and Russian.
Now,
you'd fit in perfectly fine. And we're here in the lovely studio in Midwest Radio now. We're hidden away from the world on Barrett Street. And you wouldn't come here yesterday.
That's one of the greatest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
What?
Here we are, hid away in the world on Barrett Street.
In Ballina, yeah.
I enjoy. Tell us about Knockmore on the radio. It was a good old journey
out. So I took you out to Knockmore. I made you realise that once you crossed a little bridge, that you were in the parish of Knockmore.
Bad bridge.
Yeah, well, no, before
I got the
bad
biggest
bridge.
Cornetto of me life in the shop in Knockmore. It was the size of a lightsaber. It was about 3 foot tall. I couldn't eat it all. I took one mouthful of it and I threw it out the window and 8 crows came down. Fucking swooped down and took it.
Tommy, I think you're allergic to around here. You sound all blocked
I'm a
up.
Bit sniffly, yeah, yeah.
He had to get an antihistamine this morning in one of the pharmacies that we didn't...
That's the Ballina cocaine for you.
rockets the nose off you.
Yeah.
Opens up the channels. Bad, Knockmore GA Club was the highlight for me.
Was it?
To see the home of the county champions.
Yeah. And you should come and take your under-17s down for
And the land is different here, isn't it? Like we'd be used to... The land we're used to in Meath, flat, lush grass, deep soil, kind of very fertile. Where here, it's kind of... Like a sheep could drown in some of the fields here. They're
swampy.
Kind of,
it's swampy. It's
kind
reeds,
of mouldy, yeah, damp, rank,
mountainy.
That's the name of the mountain, isn't it? The rank.
the Neffin rank. Knockmore.
It's just soggy old land, isn't it? Soggy.
Right, so let's say we go to Clare Galway, right? Let's say we go to Clare Galway. What's going to Clare Galway going to have to offer that Ballina doesn't have? Right, let's just say we're going to Clare Galway. Go on.
That's very belligerent attitude. That's a kind
and
of
what about
you're on the defensive already.
You just can't.
I thought we had an absolutely wonderful day. We were all together having fun.
You sound like a nun, Larissa.
We had lunch.
You sound like a nun bringing a bus full of special needs kids back to their parents and saying, we had a great day. We went to the pitch and the boys had a run around and it was fantastic. We had a great company. All I'm saying is that the land around here wouldn't be fertile in the way the land in Meath is fertile.
No, but you're...
It's kind of scraggy. It's kind of... If Lidl did farms, it'd be the land round
it's
here.
It's North Mayo. It's Mayo in
there
general.
There was a beautiful area, the Kardashian?
Kaladashian.
Kaladashian Lake.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Well, it's Loch Conn, but it wasn't Kaladashian. Yeah.
That's magnificent.
Flat and cold and grey.
And we saw a great mountain in the distance, Niffin.
In the distance
Niffin.
We saw it.
Niffin, we say. Here.
We were being followed by a local snapper and... Audrey.
And you met Audrey
we
as
met
well.
Audrey was in the Nip Swimming in the River Moy. And we
it was an amazing moment. It was like a magic towel
around
it
her.
It was like Venus de Milo walking out of an oyster shell. Seeing
it was like
Audrey.
Number 10. What was her name? Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
She's Loch Conn like Bo Derek.
Yeah, Bo Duncan.
She's her
we
very
met
own
Audrey. And Audrey is superb.
And Pamela was snapping us all day long.
Yes.
How many
like
photographs
piranha.
Do you think you had taken yesterday?
I'd say
a good few. Pamela is an amateur photographer who hopes to make a go of it. And she was, every moment she was there, taking snaps and fair play to her, a great day's work. But let's not...
And we went...
We are getting distracted from the barrenness of Knockmore and the difficulty of the land and just the struggle of a town like Ballina to keep people interested in being alive. It's all I'm saying to you. It's grey.
We've a lot of stones
wet.
In the land, and yeah. We're poor.
If MDMA Come Downs were a town, it'd be Ballina.
Jesus, isn't it harsh? Yeah. What, like, you'd swear you were some sort of a cosmopolitan, like.
Have you been to Navan? Have you been to Navan?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, have you? No, you haven't.
I have been.
Because you couldn't stay living in Ballina if you'd been to Navan.
It's absolutely dark and depressing up there.
I am messing.
We walked around the town and we went to the Joe Biden mural.
Yes, we did.
The Joe Biden mural was absolutely gorgeous.
It's a great piece of art.
You definitely know it was him or someone like him.
What part of his... Did you like his teeth
his
the most?
His teeth are very white.
His teeth are very, very white.
A woman came up to us at that moment in pure Ballina accent. Can I get a photo?
A photo?
A photo. Yeah. Which I thought was unique.
You got the photos done.
Then we went for a couple of pints.
Yes.
Because the pubs of Ireland are open. We went up a back alleyway of a real good establishment.
We sat on pallets and a fella came and told us to sit underneath the corrugated see-through roof and we sat in some more pallets in there and we had 19 pints of porter. 19
That's why
pints
Tommy can't
of
breathe
mayo
today.
Drinking.
Yeah.
And then we had dinner, which was more drink, and then dessert, which was more drink.
Hangover after hangover after hangover.
I don't think you could live in Ballina if you were sober.
Yes, you could.
No, you couldn't.
You could go to the swimming pool. I didn't take you there yet. Could do some water sports, which we'll do later.
Lorita, I enjoyed my couple of days up here.
Good, Hector. Well,
what did you enjoy about it, Hector? Exactly.
There's a nice atmosphere on the streets. There's a nice owl. They're a good bunch in Ballina. And I enjoyed seeing Knockmore now because I'd never been in the village of Knockmore. Never physically been. Tommy, you'd have been there once before.
Yes, and Rita just took us to the lake.
We met Audrey's family, the Duffys, great horsey people.
Mr. and Mrs. Audrey, and they were great.
And yeah. we
basically just spent
there.
Our time, we just basically followed Audrey around.
Well,
for
the problem was,
it wasn't a great day in all fairness. It was more like a favour to Larita. You owe us one.
Okay.
You owe us big style.
What's my comeback then?
There's no comeback. All we are going to do is, myself and Hector have seen the depravity in which you've grown up in. And the difficulty of your life. So we're...
The simpleness of your life.
The agriculturalness. Simple people, easy people, so drunk people.
Do you think
I
did well to manage to get
Mayo
through
people,
it?
Mayo people, voodoo people.
Voodoo. So we are going to blow your mind when we take you to Navan. And then you can come back and do an open air show behind the Joe Biden mural and telling all the people of Ballina what a real town is like with real life in it and real character and real things going for it.
Well, I look forward to that. That's next week's trip then, isn't it?
We'll go to Navan next week, yeah. It's
oh, brilliant. Wow. I cannot wait.
I feel like, it's almost like I wouldn't say it's a ghetto, Ballina, but it has that vibe of, you just love to rescue the people, wouldn't you? You just love to go around and say, come with us to a proper place that full of optimism and sunshine and
what, like a commune or something?
And hope. Is there no hope for the people here in Ballina? Is there like...
Fuck off. It's absolutely lovely here and we're all nice, welcoming people.
Has anybody who lives in Ballina ever been anywhere else? Is that one of the kind of...
Yes, they have been. Places like
Foxford and Enniscrone.
Yeah.
But
that's in Sligo. That's another county altogether.
Oh my goodness.
We live on the edge of... I don't know what the word would be. Glory, maybe? On the edge of anticipation here in Ballina?
Death. You live on the edge of death.
Okay, well, that's fine. Our trip to Ballina was less than average. Let's put it down as that.
Harrowing. Harrowing in the way.
Stand up for your parish now.
It was harrowing.
Come on.
It was like footage of them awful things in World War II. And, you know, the camera goes through and then they put the people here and then they sent them there and they got them to do this. So once you do a documentary on Ballina, that kind of stuff is still happening. People think that all the horrors belong to the past and they don't. It's now. There's bad shit happening now.
What kind of bad shit?
There's just, you walk around and you just see the despair and the...
They're going to sign you up to do a fucking Discover Ireland trip review of Ballina. That's going to be really good for our business
nice,
here.
The question is, was it nice to get out of the hen house for a day or two?
It was nice for me. Did you
strange.
Enjoy the
felt,
drive
I felt,
down?
I felt
Not
strange.
As much as we want to enjoy the drive back.
Tommy, why don't you just leave now and then you'll be home in no time.
We can't
back
spend,
to the bosom of Barna.
We can't spend the next hour and a half just...
Bitching about bitching not Ballina.
I feel
not
as
more.
If we should go into like the primary schools and open the doors and tell the kids to run for their lives, run for Sligo, run for Roscommon, run for Leitrim. Just get the fuck out of here. It's just like to, oh my God, I've never seen, what's that movie with Liam Neeson? I haven't seen depravity like this since I've seen Schindler's List.
Seriously, lad, this is okay. So we won't be able to use any of this because this is absolutely just mean. It's just mean. It's just mean for the people around here.
Okay, I just want to say, Louisa, you're very proud of Ballina, and I just want to say to you, that's not your fault. You're a team player, and your enthusiasm is entirely and utterly misguided. But can I just recognise that your pride is real? Your pride is real, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, I mean, that's a motivational talk if ever I heard one. I mean,
You're both... Hector, you're trying to be Mr. Positive and say this was a nice town.
I'm trying to just...
Listen, was there any part of it that you desperately didn't like?
There has to be some nice parts of it, Tommy.
Was there, Tommy?
Was there a part about now that
you got
I didn't
a Derek
like?
Ryan face mask.
That was a great day. That was a great day. No, I just... I think... what was the question?
I said, what part of it did you desperately dislike? Let's maybe start on that front.
How do you mean? I didn't dislike any of it.
Oh, so you didn't dislike it?
No.
But you didn't like it?
It's just it goes beyond like and dislike, Larita. It was just an awareness of the depravity. That's all it was.
I'm telling you, I'm glad you're going to be gone by the time this goes out, because that's an insult to me and my people. And you're insulting me when you say that. So if you feel happy enough to continue with your insults, then go ahead. Okay. Go right ahead.
See, I'm only saying what Hector's thinking, but he's afraid to say it.
I'm not. I'm just asking, when was the last time this studio was used?
Well, this studio here now, like, do you like this, the vintage sign up there?
Yeah, on air.
I like the way that the Midwest is written in lovely banana yellow.
Yeah.
That's very optimistic.
The sound of Mayo.
The logo has changed, I think, a couple of times since it's been modernised. But this is what maybe you would call a remote studio. Okay. And they don't use it all the time. Very rarely.
There's no need to go into the whys of that. I think we're all fairly clued up as to why this mightn't be used that often. But anyway, ploughing on, Mr. Positivity. Let's put a good spin on the place.
Come on.
There is a Sunday.
Surely there's some kind of Eastern European fact that it could open up in the town. Is there?
There's a Sunday program called Faith Alive. It's a religious program that's normally broadcast from here. Substitute.
Has there ever been an apparition here?
In Ballina?
Yeah.
Yes, you were up the street yesterday getting fucking Viagra put into your pocket. And I don't know what that says about you or what sort of a vibe you were giving off that
I was giving off a soft Mickey vibe.
She must have ran into your soft Mickey and felt that you needed a little bit of help. But she didn't give any to Hector.
No.
Hector doesn't need it. Hector's a man's man.
She didn't. She slipped it into Tommy's jacket.
Hector is muscle and life and vigour and strength.
He wanted a grey jacket at one stage, didn't he, Lorena?
He did. And I'm looking for an old man's jacket. I mean, will you stop looking for old people's clothes, like? And another thing, Hector, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed that Tommy's wearing a T-shirt.
Tommy has a T-shirt on today for the first time in 19 months.
But not only was that, but last week he was never wearing a T-shirt in his life ever and ever and ever again.
Told you, I'm a man of many moods.
He's changing.
Oh, is that your casual look for Ballina? Because you didn't want to wear your good clothes down here, is it?
No, I didn't want to. I'll be taking these off on a drive past Swinford. I need to do a special shout-out now. I'm very reluctant to do this, but I made a promise that I would do it if something happened. So I'd like to give a shout-out to St. Anthony.
Because what did you find?
Because
I'd lost something, and then I said, St. Anthony, if you help me find this, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. I'd like to take a shout out. St. Anthony, thank you very much for helping me find the car keys when the dog ate them.
When was that, Tommy?
Sorry. I don't think it works. Like, you can't say, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
What?
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
You're supposed to light a candle and give him a shout out.
Yeah, and give him some money. You're supposed to give him money.
What?
A donation. You're supposed to give it a donation.
But that wasn't the deal I made with them. I said to him, if you help me find these things, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. And then I found them.
And it worked. When did the keys go missing?
What happened was that, now this is a part of a much larger discussion on the way life has gone recently. So we have a Bernese Mountain Dog. And Bernese Mountain Dogs are meant to be what? They're meant to be cattle dogs in the Alps.
Right.
That's what they're kind of... They're supposed to be living up with fucking Heidi's grandfather and just fucking galloping. From the moment they're born... having an endless fucking playground of grass and hill and off-road track and moving cattle from one mountain to another and never seen a leash from one end of the fucking day to the next, never been locked in a kitchen, never been outdoor dogs. That's what they're fucking designed for. But we have a dog in our fucking...
kitchen.
Urban fucking house full of rules and regulations and people following dogs the size of a fucking loaf of bread around Salt Hill. We've been through this before with picking up the dog's shit and the dog laughing at them. Anyway, so the dog gets agitated, the big dog, because he's not living the life he's supposed to be living. He's in the kitchen and he's fucking out the back garden and he's, you know, the back garden is what was a third of an acre or something like that, which is big enough, but it's not the fucking Alps.
He's a massive dog.
But he's not living the life he's supposed to be living. So you take him for a walk up at the bog road. It's great. It's a 2 mile walk. But that's only a half an hour out of a 24 hour period where he should be like that all the time. So because he's in the prison, the human prison, he gets fucking agitated and he does stuff that he wouldn't do if he was on the Alps. He eats socks and knickers and fucking face masks. And I had the key of the BMW wrapped up in the fucking face mask. And he fucking, it was gone. And so I'm walking around the garden looking for his shit to pick a fucking key out of it. And I just said, St. Anthony, if you can help me out here, I'll give you a shout out to the podcast. And lo and behold, I found the turd.
No, Tommy.
And in it was the key.
Get out of it. The BMW, just the actual black key.
So he didn't bite. He
swallowed it. The whole.
He swallowed the key and fucking shat it out.
But he didn't chew it up. Because
he's a big dog, he's fucking swallowed it.
So what do you do? Just wipe it down with a bit of hand sanitizer and start using it again?
Yeah.
Did it work? Disgusting.
Yeah, the car works, but just thank you, St. Anthony.
Isn't it incredible? Isn't it amazing, huh?
Did you ever get St. Anthony to find you anything extra?
I think I've often prayed to St. Anthony if we have lost something over the years. Yeah, and I've lit a candle the odd time. Not really, but I can't remember
Could you ask St. Anthony if you lost a match? Could you ask him to help you win the next
match? No, he doesn't do matches.
He doesn't do matches. No, he doesn't get into a gambler.
Fines lost things.
Are we a patron saint of
Tommy, that's
of
a
sports.
Great one, isn't it? That's an interesting story there.
But then I started thinking, okay, the dog isn't living the life that he's supposed to be living. And that's what's causing his agitation. And is my agitation caused by the fact that I'm not living the life I'm supposed to be living? Well, myself and the dog are in the same boat. The two of us, with our families, should be wandering through the fucking Alps or the Sahara Galtee Mountains.
Would you like to live your life like that?
Barefoot, nomadic wanderer.
But Tommy,
living in a house doesn't suit me, doesn't suit my mind. It makes me agitated. I end up depressed watching fucking The Week in Politics on RTE1 on a fucking Sunday. That's not what men are supposed to be. Where is the spark in my eye, Larita? It's fucking gone. And the only way I can get it back is through medication. Through small little women running up to me in strange towns and giving me drugs. That's the only way. It's an artificial spark I have in my eye. Where's the fucking natural life gone, Rita?
But sure, you could live that life, that wild life out here in Mayo, and you could live out in North Mayo and be completely at large in nature. But you don't want that. You don't like it here.
I'm just saying.
You have a history of Burmese mountain dogs, Tommy. It's not the first time you've had a Burmese. You've had a Burmese for 20 years. You've been breeding Burmese.
He's been burped.
You've been breeding Burmese.
The Bernese.
Burmese.
Bernese.
Bernese. You've had them Bernese. For years.
Weekend at Bernese.
Set the dog free. Give him a backpack at the gate and say, go now.
Your fellas are doing that at Marts. We first came across this in around Dowra and Manor Hamilton. Farmers are coming in with unwanted dogs to Marts and is fucking letting the fuckers off the leash and going home. And then the dogs are gathering together in packs and wandering the hills of Leitrim
at night,
eating sheep and living freely. You know? Maybe my wife should do that to me, just take me to a town and fucking take my phone off me and just fucking leave me.
Tommy!
And I meet a couple of other like-minded souls around 7 o'clock. Did your wife drop you off here as well? Yeah, come on. Let's go live in the hills.
She could leave you here today and
Ballina.
Yeah. How would you survive? I saw something in the online the other day, and it's hilarious. It's from an old home economics book from the 1950s.
Yeah.
And it was tips to how to look after your husband. And this maybe
blowjobs and fucking rashers.
Yeah, blowjobs and having the dinner ready, preparing yourself that you know to be looking nice and to be pampered up by the time he comes home from work. He's had a stressful day at work and really shouldn't be bothered when he gets home.
Yeah.
Clear away any clutter and make sure the place is all neat and tidy for him.
Spick and span.
Yeah.
Prepare the children, tell them to calm down, daddy's coming home from work.
He needs
space and don't be angry or making noise and playing with your toys. The other don'ts are don't greet him with problems. They don't like having problems. Yeah. He's been at work all day and he doesn't.
Okay. Nobody likes that. No one likes coming home and then we just handed a fucking problem.
Or be told the toilet is not flushing or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
The fucking heat in this room is tremendous.
No, it's fucking rusted. It's like a sauna, isn't it?
It's so strange being out of the fucking hen house, isn't it?
We like the thought of leaving the hen house.
Tommy's on a strong... Keep rolling here. Tommy's on a strong antihistamine. He's on a strong antihistamine.
I told you to use the nasal spray.
Every time he leaves his house, he gets this allergy. It's a dust allergy.
He's allergic to mayo.
You can hear him there. He's after going into a pharmacy.
Jesus Christ.
A pharmacy. He's after telling me he's after taking 100 milligram antihistamine.
I'd say let's go somewhere, but there's nowhere to fucking go. Come on.
Tommy, you're drugged up.
Did you take the antihistamine?
I took the antihistamine, yeah.
Do you not feel a bit drowsy now?
No, I don't. No, I just feel all blocked up.
Okay.
Well, did you ask them in the pharmacy to give you something that would unblock you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I said, give me some antihistamines, and that's what they gave me. It takes a while for it to kick in. I think I'm going to spray this microphone cleaning spray into my face.
It's dust. It's a dust allergy, Tommy. It's
a dust allergy. Drink it and have a go.
We've gone into the street and just kind of hope a truck runs us over or something.
Tommy.
For the crack, will we? Is there a mart in Ballina?
Yeah.
We're going fucking...
Actually, today is a mart.
Today is mart.
Fuck off. We're going to slaughter sheep or something.
Yeah. I don't buy think it's... Something. Can you go to the mart now?
I go and buy something.
I'm going to go down to the mart and climb inside a cow.
That suits you. Do you know what?
You'd be the two of us will fucking walk off somewhere.
You'd be better off. You would be better off if you were living inside
a cow. There's a slight hangover there, Tommy, as well, isn't there?
No, I don't.
Yes, there is. I have it. I had it this morning when I woke up. Just a slight one.
Did you sleep well in Mayo?
No, I thought it was all right, yeah. I don't really, I get, it's just different.
I was more depressed than tired.
I told you the story about the man from Knockmore who had a parrot. I told you this last night, but I'll tell you again.
This is one of the best stories of the day yesterday.
So he had a parrot in a cage. And he had the parrot for a long, long time. And apparently a parrot's IQ is the same as a five-year-old child. Did you know that?
From five-year-old child from?
From the general area, I presume.
It would be different because I suppose IQ is affected a lot by stimulation.
Right.
So I would just be suggesting that the IQ of somebody, say, in a place with not much stimulation, can't think of any off the top of my head. But
very mean.
But a place like that would be, like, say if someone was living in a highly stimulating place like New York or something,
the child would be a lot smarter.
Damn, if I can't think of a place just off the top of my head now. But yeah, but go on anyway. So this person had a
parrot, and the parrot was in the cage, and he had a load of different animals like cats and dogs and blah blah blah. And the parrot was a bit of a little prick, and he would call the cat in. So the cat's name was Chester, and he'd be like, "Chester, Chester," or however you call a cat, "Pish pish 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 pish," and then Chester would come in through the sitting room and into the kitchen, and he'd be like, "Fuck off, fuck off," and he just tortured the cat for years, and he did it to the dog and everything. He mimicked your man's voice so he could, so that they thought that it was him that was calling them, "Walkies, walkies, Chester, walkies," and then "Fuck off." So, like, would you like to have like a parrot? What would it be like to have a parrot that mimicked you, Tommy?
Imagine a parrot mimicking Tommy.
Be fucking No.
Not doing that.
Don't like Knockmore.
I've got a name for the show. I've got a name for the show. I've got a name for the show. I've got a better one here.
Let's get a parrot.
I've got a better name for you.
Let's get a parrot. So,
are there any parrots in Ballina? Are there? I wouldn't think so.
No, there isn't. No. No, of course there isn't.
Fucking in the cage. Even if you open the cage, you wouldn't fly out of it. Downcast, looking at his feet, going, "Fuck this, fuck this."
Tommy, you're very down on Mayo people. There's a strongness here. There is this good
spirit. Stop pretending.
He's not.
Stop
pretending
to like this place.
He's not. He's just a normal.
I do
person.
Have an awful lot of mates from this parrot. This
Yeah, but where are they, Hector?
They're in Ballinrobe and Culchamach.
Yeah, but you meet them in Galway.
Yes.
Yes, you don't meet them here.
That's a good point. They've all gotten out of Mayo. Isn't this what it's all about? The three of us on the road.
That's it.
Just in Ballina.
Having the crack.
In Midwest. Studio
in their other studio.
Just realised that we should not spend any more than 2 hours at a time in each other's company, because now we spent all day yesterday and we didn't record, and now we've nothing to talk to each other about.
No,
all the life has been sucked out of us.
We have to get to the root of this problem.
If you want to come to anything, I have a suggestion. You might not want to hear it,
Okay. Later. The suggestion was to come to Mayo and film on 2 days consecutively.
Film.
Or record. When we got here yesterday, somebody came up with an executive decision to abort the first plan, go and experience what we did, and then have a great podcast session the next day.
Yeah, but he was so enthusiastic about Knockmore and Ballina, and then he got there and it's like somebody shot him.
No, but he had a great day yesterday.
Yeah, but if we would have had an even better day, if we were.
It's like them farmers from Gort who ordered a wife on the internet from the Philippines.
And what happened?
And there must have been a photograph of her sister that she was using, because when she arrived,
She wasn't the picture.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided to do. We delayed recording and now we are here.
Yeah, and we've nothing to talk about because we spent too long in each other's company.
So Tommy,
it's like we've all just seen something very sad.
I think I'm getting a hangover now.
How could you get a hangover? Because
Loretta, hang on, you were on the red wine. I was drinking whiskey at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. A country farm. We were in a country farm yesterday where we were given a tumbler of Bushmills at 3 o'clock in the day. And half an hour later, he was eating a Cornetto that was 6 foot tall.
Yuck,
then we were whisking our way back into Ballina. We had a few pints of porter. We had a load of very quick pints. There could have been 10 if we wanted it. The pints were coming out on trays like it was a tsunami of Guinness. It could have got wild. There was a guy in a fucking Viking t-shirt there, Helsingborg's. And next minute we had red wine, next minute whiskey sours. It was carnage last night. And I have a slight little tiny hangover.
And Tommy has shut down. Tommy's
body has gone into reboot mode. Needs stimulation of excitement.
Right, well, let's go
and we're not going to get that in Ballina.
You're after taking 100 milligram fucking antihistamine. You're fucking out of it, Tommy.
Your eyes are closing.
You're out of it. Look at you. Look at him. Yeah, it's as if he's after taking OxyContin.
You're going to start falling asleep.
Tamazepan.
The only way we're going to find stimulation is by turning our eyes inward.
Yes, look into your own soul.
Yes, I promise you. We go out into them streets of Ballina this morning, and I promise you.
He's pretty right, because it's lashing rain.
It's not, it's really
it's supposed to be
outside,
a summer's day. It's lashing rain, and the only people you see on this, it's just not good.
It's
we
just
have. Can we get
Hector,
blind?
Hang on for a second, you're after fucking turning.
No, he is right. If we go out
here.
No, if he goes, look, let's just get up to the coffee shop.
We can't leave.
Yes,
this
we are leaving, and we're going to come back here, and we're going to pick your attitudes
Like a fucking Star Trek episode where they've landed on some fucking desolate fucking star.
Captain's log. We left Ballantyne.
And the Chinese fella said, let's go for a walk. And Spock is saying, I don't think that's a good idea.
You beam me up, Scotty?
There's nothing out there. So
Captain's log, knock more.
And who's the lovely Uriah.
I think that's
her name.
Can you beam me up here, Scotty? I can't get you, sir. You're too far away.
That's what coming to Ballina is like, is landing on a fucking planet. That's just as no, and the boys want to go for a walk, and Spock is saying, let's not do that. Let's stay here and let's build up enough fucking petrol and momentum to get the fuck off this planet. What?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wait, when you're going for a piss, why do you have to piss into the water so we can all hear your dribbles and your drabbles?
Why did I not close the door?
No, we thought you were never going to stop.
I never, ever. You know I never closed the door. I don't know why.
Oh, so you didn't close the door?
You're hoping we'd come in, is it?
But when you go to the toilet, you're supposed to go down and piss into the water.
You're not just... Well, only
what are you supposed to do? Hit the side like it's a game?
But we don't want to be listening to you piss. We were recording it.
You couldn't. Could you hear me?
Of course, of course. It's going to be on the podcast.
But what do you want
he's
me to
finished.
Do?
Another
what,
bit.
What do you
finished.
Want? What do you want me to do?
So you were going there for a long time too.
You thought you were finished.
I'm after drinking a 2 liter water. I put in an electrolyte this morning in it, a diorolyte. I fired it into the 2 liter, and I've drank that already today. So when I'm peeing into the pot, I pee into the water.
No, we're just suggesting that I have a bit of manners now and pee into the side.
Or put a bit of
no, if you pee into the side, it'll bounce out over it.
Oh my God,
this is ridiculous.
Christ above. Are you sure you don't have COVID?
And by the way, he went in to get histamines. He came out with about 7 boxes of stuff. I came out
with the fucking pharmacist who wanted to run away with us. That's how bad Balna is. take me with you. Take
what
me
is
with
it
you.
With you and pharmacists, Tommy?
Well, I never knew you had this dust allergy.
What?
I never knew it was this bad, Tommy. Look at your face.
How can I look at my face?
You're out of it.
I'm not out of it.
Look at his face.
Yeah, your face is always
like this. My face is always like this.
No, it's not, Tommy.
This is my face.
That's the antihistamine kicking into him.
Well, the pharmacists seem to like them, so...
Are we going to go for a walk, freshen ourselves up and come back in revived?
We can't freshen ourselves up. We're in Ballina.
We will go back.
We'll come back here even fucking more depressed than we are now.
We have to get a podcast recorded.
We have to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, we will now take a break from the podcast recording.
We're going to go
for a coffee up in Seamus's.
Yeah.
Dave's.
Sorry. What's the name of Dave's coffee shop?
Dave's.
We're going to get a nice coffee.
We'll go in and say any sign of Seamus.
I'm going to go in. It's raining. It's a lovely...
It's not raining.
Is it stopped?
It's sunny now.
Let's come back here and open our minds.
Even the sunshine is wet in Ballina.
Did I ever tell you about the time I became a ladyboy in Bangkok?
No.
Yes.
I met a couple of them.
So the biggest ladyboy club in Bangkok is called the Mambo Club. It has been going for many years.
Yeah, I was in it.
Were you in it?
Would they shoot the...
No, that's down in Patbong. Patpong 1 and 2. You're on about the girls that do all that.
This, me and Audrey went, and this one, she was standing there with her legs spread and she was popping.
No, that's...
Popping. Little balls.
Table tennis balls.
No,
you're in the wrong area.
They were coming out like...
This would be like a burlesque...
I'm a juggler. Like a burlesque
club. Mambo club. It's like they travel the world. It's like
the Rose of Tralee for young fellas.
Lady boys. So the Mambo club is a theatre where they have 7 nights a week. They have these shows where they have the lady boys of Bangkok. And they've toured the world.
Because they're quite pretty, aren't they?
The ladyboy world and ladyboys in Thailand are accepted. There's millions and millions of ladyboys because in Thai culture and in Thai families, it's accepted that one boy in the family might lean a little bit more towards the female stuff in the house. Cooking, cleaning.
Whoa, fucking easy now.
Staying at home.
Slow the fuck down there.
Sorry, are you back in 1950 in our home economics book?
I give you a chance to take that back, Hector.
Take it back.
Yeah. You might lean towards the female things of the house, like cooking and cleaning.
I'm talking about Thai
Narita, it's not until us sisters of the world unite against the patriarchal misogyny.
Who the fuck do you think we are?
Liberate the women from the men. Liberate the women from the men.
In Thai society, the traditional jobs of the house, normally and traditionally for thousands of years carried out by the woman of the house, there is an acceptance that one of the sons, if there are sons in the family, I'm trying to explain what it's like in another culture, in another world. Yeah. One boy in the family, if he has the tendencies to be more, have an affinity with doing the housework.
What's that got to do with being a lady boy?
Because that boy, there's almost would be one lady boy in an awful lot of families. There are millions and millions of lady boys, and they're not just for on show on the streets. Lady boys are a normal part of family life.
Do you mean just
all over Thailand?
Do you mean just like, what if a fella's just doing housework? Is he a lady boy?
Does he have to dress up as a woman?
No, but there are.
Hang on.
So in Thailand,
Hector, in many households, in country areas, there are millions of people listening to the podcast.
Yes.
Millions of people.
Yes.
Who are just hanging on every word now here. And if you say the wrong thing, you are going to be Twitter road.
Okay. What I'm saying here is...
Careful.
Gently. You're like Lady Diana walking across the feed.
Will I press pause?
No, just go for it. So I want to explain that the acceptance of ladyboys throughout society in Thailand.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, with millions of ladyboys living and residing in Thailand,
and normally...
And in living in normal situations,
this is getting terribly
family
confusing.
Situations.
I'm not. Are you any clearer,
I'm
Lewis?
Very confused. What is he saying?
The Mambo Club. Let's go to the Mambo Club.
Let's forget
so
about this.
It's like counselor. It's like the Gaiety. It's like the Billy Barry.
Maureen Potter.
Yes, it's like the Gaiety. 7 nights a week.
Dick
Mambo.
Emery.
So we
remember Dick Emery.
Dick Emery.
We, you remember Dick Emery?
I never heard of him.
Oh, Dick Emery was a fella. Remember his big buck teeth in the '70s, and he's a kind of a Randy Vicar.
Yeah,
Randy Gay.
And where did he hang out?
We decided
on television. It was on ITV and BBC.
Yeah, we decided filming one night in the Mambo Club where I was going to.
We're gone from the housework thing. That's we've
no,
abandoned
I'm just trying
that.
To explain that the ladyboy culture in Thailand is accepted. That
yes,
that
but what's got to do with housework?
No, because there's
do you mean gay young men?
Oh my God! Will you let him tell that? Blinking story.
Do you mean just, gay
I'm
men?
I'm just trying to explain that ladyboy, the ladyboy, ladyboys.
Are they all gay?
Oh yeah, is a ladyboy gay?
It could be, yeah, probably.
Anybody could be gay, but is a ladyboy, are they all gay?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
Are they? I don't know. I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is a demographic. I'm talking about a demographic of people.
But some ladyboys.
A demographic.
Some ladyboys transition and take their penises off.
They do not.
They do. They told me that. I asked them.
Well, then they're just ladies.
No. Some can go the whole hog with the hormonal treatment and all that. But in Thailand, there is a general acceptance that. You know.
Yeah, I'm confused now. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying.
I just think it's interesting that if you're gay in Thailand, you have to do housework.
No.
I just don't understand that.
And if you're gay in Thailand, do you have to dress up as a woman? Or can you just
I'm
be
gay
in
your normal
clothes?
I'm trying to take you away from Ballina for 5 minutes.
Can you be in normal clothes?
I'm trying to take you to Chiang Mai.
Can you wear men's clothes?
I'm trying to take you to a mountain region in Chiang Mai where there might be a young boy in that house and he has more of an affinity being a lady.
Yes, but we get that.
It's accepted as normal culture and normal society.
Yeah, we get that.
There are tens and millions.
So you're suggesting is that one of the only ways he has of expressing his femininity is by doing the housework?
No, I'm saying there could be four sons in the family.
Yes, and three of them love football.
And one of them loves sewing.
And that boy is accepted completely because there are many ladyboys in the rural villages, towns, cities. I'm trying to make a point here about
culture. We all understand what the ones in the big cities do. They go to the cabaret and they do dance. Yeah. But what does young fella up the fucking hills do? What does the ladyboy of Ballina in Thailand do?
He's happy to be at home. He's happy to be at home doing.
And would he dress up?
Yes.
We put on dresses.
Yes.
And does he go into Bangkok?
No. They're saying they're just happy being where they are, that they don't need to migrate to the urban areas.
I just think that's a funny phrase for someone who might be gay.
What?
Does he go into Bangkok?
That's a fair point. Does he go into Bangkok? That's genius, Lorena. That's genius.
I mean, I'm a genius and I don't even know it.
So we decided when we had got the permission for me to become a ladyboy one night on a Friday night.
Who'd you get permission
in the
from?
Theatre. From the Mambo. Let's not ask stupid fucking questions about it, Lorena. Let me tell the fucking story.
All right, you just
and if you keep interrupting, the fucking momentum is gone.
All right,
we're going to lose it. We're going to lose momentum with the fucking story.
We're painting the picture together.
We're painting the picture together.
I walked in at about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on the Friday afternoon.
You're in the city now, not in the country.
He's in Bangkok. He's banging cock. He's Bangkok. You're in Bangkok.
Bunny Conlon. We were in Bunny Conlon yesterday.
Bunny Conlon is the ladyboy capital of Mayo.
Yeah. No, we weren't. We just saw a fucking sign for it.
Okay.
Right, go on.
I was in the Mambo Club 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got greeted by these two guys and local lads. And
if anybody can hear a fluttering.
It's Tommy.
It's the studio.
Tommy's Viagra Connect.
What have you got?
If you bang the table, it makes it sound like we're doing the gig.
At mass.
Doing the gig inside a bed.
Okay. Thanks. Give me some a slug of this. The coffee's just coursing through my veins now.
I won't know where we're going to start with this story, how we're going to get back.
What's the name of this?
That looks awful small in your hand.
White tea and carotene.
Right, so we're in Bangkok.
Yeah,
I was there.
We're in Bangkok.
I was there with a wash bag last night at about 3 a.m. It was too hot. It was kicking off. Do you know that stupid way they put the bed in? Really tight.
Yeah. Too tight.
I was kicking the quilt off the bed.
Who actually likes that?
I opened up the whole balcony thing onto the River Moy. And then I went foraging in my wash bag for Salpidine and I found an old Diorolite and I took that and then I found something.
Oh, I get sick.
Then I got the Salpidine and I washed my teeth and I hooshed a load of water up my face and I went, please tell me it's about 6:30.
Why?
It was only 12:30.
Well, that's good though.
You're in bed 10 minutes.
Do
You know when you have a few drinks on board and you go, oh yeah, that's
time moves much more slowly here than it does anywhere else.
I was like this, hoosing around the bed.
And your hangover and won't go for 2 weeks.
You really like, oh, please tell me I've slept the night. Please tell me I've slept the night. It was only 10 minutes in the bed.
That happened to me. I
walked past the
night.
Window there of the fucking the Ballinagh people, and the headline was, Dana wins Eurovision. Things move slowly here.
They bloody do. And then the other thing I found about when I was pushing on the
the
remote control in my room works. When I put on the telly, it works the one in the other room. So I was there last night watching Joe Duffy was interviewing Harry Crosby about the meaning of life at about 12:45 in the middle of the morning, and I'm putting him on. And I was like, yeah. And next minute, there was 2FM or some radio station was on it, and the other thing.
I don't know.
The remote control controls 2 TVs.
So Hector, you were in Bangkok
on a
Friday afternoon.
I went to sleep last night, listened to a podcast, by the way, of our friend Damien Brown, who's about to climb Mount Everest, and he has a brilliant podcast out.
It's called Deep Roots or something.
Deep Roots, yes. And he had COVID. Base camp has been riddled by COVID. It just shows you where the pandemic has reached, and the pandemic takes no prisoners.
It really does reach all over. It has reached the foot of the Nepalese Himalayas.
It has reached base camp in Port.
It's reached base camp in the
and
Himalayas.
It just shows you that the virus
is unstoppable.
The pandemic.
It really is a pandemic. Pan meaning world.
It doesn't care where
you
are.
It's called pandemic.
What we should do is get some Covisal as quickly as possible up to to base camp.
Yes.
To eradicate. There's a window of opportunity for Damien.
I love that word.
I'm finding myself sleeping to Damien on the podcast because he's like,
because he's not interesting.
Day 46. I'm here in the tent. Brilliant. Anyway, cut a long story short. Let's get back to the Mambo
Club. It's
like
Big Brother. You were in.
Did you contact the Mambo Club before you just arrived?
Yes.
So you arrived up.
Arrived up
Friday.
Met the two lads Friday afternoon. Big show that night, 8:00. 1,000 people in the theatre. And they said, Hector, welcome to the Mambo Club. Are you ready to become a ladyboy? I said, yes.
Now, it's not a gay night out.
No, but it would be all inclusive. It's a good night out.
For people
cabaret.
Singing and dancing. And
it's cabaret, singing, dancing, cocktails.
And the amazement of these
beauty
of these boys who look so like such beautiful women.
Absolutely. Okay. And the costume and the makeup and the extravagance. And it's like, it's just, it's full on. Full on. So in we went round the back and... To describe it, I went into the dressing room.
Double entendre.
We went out and we practiced a couple of dance moves. And there was a load of lads. They looked normal.
What does that mean, Hector? They look normal.
Well, they weren't dressed up as ladyboys just at that moment.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know what I'm getting at. There's no point in fucking... It's not fucking prime time here.
Sorry.
Who the fuck do you think you are, Larita?
They just were fucking normal Thai boys.
You mean they weren't... Okay, no, that's
they were they were Thai boys, yeah?
Like that curly-headed cranky
They weren't dressed up in full regalia, coming out with fucking peacocks fucking thing.
I get you.
So we did a few dance moves. I was going to come out
What songs were you dancing?
ABBA. I did a complete ABBA number where I had to walk down the centre of the floor with a few of them and then come up on stage, and it was quite extravagant.
What were you wearing?
I don't know. They were going to dress me up later. So makeup started at 6:00 and the buzz in the dressing room and the makeup area getting ready at the back of the Mambo Club was incredible. And to see the change with the makeup and the dress and the beauty of these ladyboys. Mm. After a while, to tell you the truth, Andrea Kaur, you know the Kaurs, you know, a sleeky sort of... They look spectacularly beautiful. Beautiful when they were done up.
The Kaurs.
Who did the Kaurs?
The ladyboys.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
Of Dundalk.
The ladyboys of Dundalk.
They were.
To see the way they changed... And that they
Andrea Kaur is a ladyboy.
Full costumes, and then so I said, "What am I going to get? What are you going to do? What am I getting dressed?"
Be excited by it.
And they said, "Hector, we're going to make you half man, half woman."
Oh, hermaphrodite.
Yes. So I had two people working on my makeup for about 3 hours.
Wow.
So on one side of my body,
oh my god, you're actually sliced in half.
On one side of my body, it was full on eyelashes, beautiful makeup, the whole shooting gallery, a dress. All the way down, and on the other side, I was made up as a man, and I had half a dress suit on, like a tuxedo. So when you looked at me like this side, I was full man, and when I turned this side, I was woman. So I was I had to MC the start of the show. So
and there's 1,000 people there,
and they were like, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mambo Club."
And it's in English, not it's
in English because there's lots of tourists there,
yeah, tourists.
And it's big Palladium cabaret, big night out, and it was incredible buzz. And danced on the stage, an amazing show.
What did it do to you to be half-dressed as a man, half-dressed as a woman?
I thought it was very interesting because there were certain moments where I had to play like a man on one side and I had to be manly. And then the minute I turned, it was like I had feathers and rings and diamonds and beautiful earrings.
And was it enjoyable kind of just letting yourself go and to inhabit those different kind of
it was incredible.
Parts of yourself?
It was an incredible night. And I feel that it was just a story. It's quite a unique one. I might be able to find a photograph of it to show you at a later stage.
I think there's a photograph of it in your book, Hector's World.
Thank you, Tommy.
I have that in my house, Hector's World.
Hector's, I know you do.
I might get you a copy of that.
Oh, well, don't rush yourself.
And you might have a little read of that. But yes. That was my... can we discuss this? Can we discuss...
Yes, please, Hector.
We're really interested in this.
What about the ladyboys of Ballina? Well,
I don't know.
Any ladyboys here?
Not that I know of.
I don't know. That's great that there's if a young boy is gay or whatever the technical term is, and there's a kind of like it's a very accepted manifestation of humanity in his little village in the mountains. That's fucking fantastic. Mm. And he's gay, and he's there, and he's just working in the house,
sewing and ironing.
And the culture is accepted there, and the mothers in Thailand really accept that, and they celebrate when there's one son in the family who is a ladyboy, and it's incredible the way they have no stigma, they have no embarrassment, they have no agenda, they have no inhibition, they have no attitude, they have no shunning, they have no you shouldn't be seen in public. In Thailand, that's completely accepted in normal society, and as it is for those who go and perform in the cabaret circuits.
Oh, we've a long way to go. In Ireland is just like fucking you're a man and you're a woman and you're not a man, and we've a long way to go till we get like the Thai boys.
Yes.
Where men can dress up as women and just let the lad go. Do you know what I'm saying, Loretta?
I do.
We've a long fucking way to go. Will you stop banging the fucking desk?
What's wrong with him?
He's like doing a gig inside the fucking Angelus. Will you stop?
Take off your headphones.
I can't because I need to hear what people are hearing.
Yeah, and we're not. It's
and every time you're fucking. Can you hear that?
No,
okay, put on them headphones.
No, I'll put these on.
Okay,
bang.
So this is what happens every time you fucking bang. Hit the desk.
It sounds like I'm down in Tara Mines.
Yes, will you stop?
Boom. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, let's just do it. You fucking did it again!
Sorry!
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. It's been a real pleasure coming up to Ballina and seeing where Loretta is from. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful part of the world. If you're ever passing through, just be sure to swing in and just embrace it. It's there's calmness here, there's kindness here, there's good country mischief, and it's good-natured. From one end of the town to the other, there's a good-natured, honest-to-Jesus decency amongst the people that... has to be experienced to be believed. There's no point in me talking about it. You have to come here and book into a hotel and go for a walk around the town and meet the people. It's lovely. It's one of my favourite places in the world. Ballina, County Mayo. It's great.
That was really, really lovely, Tommy. Lovely. Really nice.
I'd like to do a big shout out to Anita Collins, who is living in Malaysia.
Anita.
She's moving back to Turnafulla during the summer, but she's been in Malaysia for 20 years. She's got 3 kids. And they're moving back home. So a big shout out to her, Anita Collins in Malaysia. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
To everybody we met on our whirlwind stop of Ballina, from everyone...
Go through all the people we met.
I am. Stop, I'm going to start at the beginning. From everybody we met in our whirlwind tour of Ballina...
Not the very beginning of everything.
To everyone we met yesterday,
Audrey.
Starting off at the Ice House, and then we met Pamela and Audrey. Then we were whisked off to Knockmore. We met Desi at the pitch.
Yes.
Then we went.
Pitch
down,
was beautiful, by the way.
Knockmore
GAA
pitch
family. Was beautiful.
Yeah, the GAA pitch was class.
Really good fun.
To all the Duffies down the Equestrian Centre,
that was
fantastic.
Great.
Pedigree, show jumpers,
and Vinny
people.
And Sandra,
Vinny
such
and
kindness,
Sandra.
And they showed us the foals. And the
big glass of whiskey.
Big whiskey.
Amazing.
Great
people.
Kindness.
Farmers. To all the Duffy family. Then we went back and we met Loretta's sister-in-law, and we met the Bulls and the 3 children, fantastic kids, Dara
yes.
and Emily.
And the trampoline at the back
Lauren.
Of the dog.
Lauren.
Yeah. and the remote control lawnmower doing its own business, minding
to Eamon Hearn, Mick Hearn, a good friend of mine in Galway, and
down
his
by
dad,
the lake,
a Donegal man down by the lake. Yes. He's over 40 years by the lake in Mayo, and he loves it. A great
he loves
man.
The lake.
Then we went back in, we got a cornetto at the main shop, and when massive. We get back in, to everybody in Rouse's pub, and Pat Rouse, a great publican landlord,
public.
Who came out and he gave us a couple of pints, and we started getting giddy with 2 pints of Guinness, but then we said, no, we can't have any more, we can't, and we left. Meanwhile, they stayed in Rouse's all night long and had a rousing night. To everybody down the ice house who fed us and watered us, and yes. on the veranda last night when Loretta was breaking glasses looking for cigarettes, it was great.
Put her hands on the young fella's abs.
Yes. And when she put her hands round a young lad called Liam.
And she said, oh, those abs are fluttering now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to everyone who minded us and took care of us and minded us up on Mayo, we say, we love you, Mayo.
We love you, Mayo. We do. We love you, Mayo. We do. We love you, Mayo. We do. Oh, Mayo, we love you. Oh, Ballina. Ha. 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 Oh, Ballina. Ha. 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 Oh, Ballina. Ha. 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 Ballina. We love the Knockmore. We do. We love the Knockmore. We do. We love the Knockmore. We do. Oh, Knockmore, we love you. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. Oh, driving home we are.
Woo! Honestly, those songs won't even save you. Good luck.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Hector. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And do not forget that we have a brand new exclusive members-only club over at thlpod.com. If you want to get an extra bonus episode into your inbox and into your headphones every Monday, check out all the details. Check the tier you want on thlpod.com.